In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Well, here it is, stewardship time at St. Stephen's and many other congregations. So I'm going to sort of bypass the lessons for today, which would be interesting to talk about, and go instead to a passage from Mark's Gospel about an incident that Jesus had. It's from chapter 12. Sitting across from the offering box, Jesus was observing how the crowd tossed money in for the collection. Many of the rich were making large contributions. One poor widow came up and put in two small coins, a measly 2 cents. Jesus called his disciples over and said, "The truth is that this poor widow gave more to the collection than all the others put together. All the others gave what they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she could not afford. She gave her all." It's a translation from the Message. Okay, so there seem to be, I think, two basic things that God has engraved in all of us. Kind of urges. The urge to get and the urge to give. We have an urge to get that's pretty much driven by our need to feel secure in life. Possessions not only make life easier for all of us who do that and enjoyable, but they also add a sense of security, some protection we feel from maybe the ravages of incidents that happen that are difficult to deal with. We also have a deep-seated urge to give, to reach out to others. And one of our offertory sentences from the letter to the Hebrews says that such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Well, that's good to know, because we learn this desire to give at an early age. When I was very young, I began to give Christmas gifts to members of my family, as probably all of you do at one point or another, starting very early. I'd use my offering envelopes. Still remember those offering envelopes. Still use them, actually, to give part of my allowance, although my allowance is different than it was when I was 5 years old. Thank goodness. To God's work through our church on behalf of those in need, as well as our own needs here at St. Stephen's. Now, we sometimes hear two voices speaking to us. And one says, don't throw your money away. Look out for yourself first. And the other voice says, don't think too much about yourself. Don't worry about what you will get. Think about others and be giving people, remembering Jesus' words. It's more blessed to give than to receive. When the story from Mark's gospel, not the one we read today, not the gospel today, but the widow's mite story, which many of you will recall, and I just read a paragraph there relating to that, Jesus points out to disciples that the poor widow, who must have, in a way, instinctively wanted to hold on to what she had, instead was just overcome with this urge to give not just a little, like many of us try to give the 10%, but she, all she had to the Lord's work. Well, both instincts in the widow, as well as in us, these instincts to give and to get, they're normal, they're natural, they're very deep-seated. The only question is, which instinct has the upper hand in our lives? And maybe that varies from time to time, depending on circumstances. But which sets the tone, generally, of your life? In the long run, each of us is seen either to be more of a giving type of a person or a getting type of a person. How are each of us known? Well, what is it like, for example, to be a getting kind of a person? There's a play by James Barry, and it's called The Will. The story opens with a young couple in the office of a lawyer drawing up a will. And being much in love, Philip Ross wants to make his will only one sentence long and leave everything to his wife. Some of you here may identify with that. So, she, however, feels their funds should be shared with Philip's cousins, and with a nursing home in which they both have some connection and participated. Well, Philip agrees, and this is done. Well, 20 years go by, and they return to the lawyer's office to make a new will. By now, they've accumulated a whole lot of money and possessions, and the couple argue about including the cousins, and they decide to leave out the nursing home altogether. Years later, when Philip is elderly and his wife has died, he returns to the lawyer's office. In updating his will, he leaves nothing for any of his relatives, nothing for any causes that he or his wife had believed in. He finally shouts out in anger, "Here are the names of half a dozen people in business. I fought to get my money. I beat them. Leave it to them with my curses." I've never seen this play. I'm not sure I want to, but I did read about it. There are many folks in the world, though, like the Rosses. Christians, however, are called by God to march to different drummers, to a different tune. Jesus, in his description of the poor widow who put up all she had, two small coins, into the offering box, is saying something very important to us, that all we have is a gift from God and therefore should be used by us to glorify God in whatever ways God is calling us to do that. All of our money, our time, and our talents are to be used for God's glory. So Jesus says, in addition, that our goal is to become tithers, to build up to the point where we give it to the Lord's work in the church and in the world, some 10% of our income. Real giving is always sacrificial. The cost to the giver matters more than the amount. The amount we give when we pledge is not important in relation to what anyone else is able to give. The main question is whether we are taking from, you might say, the top of all that we have, the top of our incomes, for example, an amount that stretches us, and it does stretch us, those who are tithers or even those who give proportionally in different ways. It's if it stretches you, it's important. Giving to the Lord's work, it's a wonderful opportunity and gift we all have. Prayerfully filling out a pledge card allows Lord Jesus Christ to speak to your heart about your responsibilities as a Christian. So I don't think any of us give because of what we'll get back. That's not been my experience of being part of congregations. But I've never known anyone who was a serious giver who couldn't testify to the real strength and power which God in Jesus Christ has brought to his or her life. If we put all we have at God's disposal, God will do great things with them and with us as well. So each year when Marty and I fill out our pledge card, we look over our own budget and we look over the church's budget to see what the various needs are. But in the end, we give not to a budget, but we give because God in Jesus has given richly to us. His love for us cost God the life of his Son. So Marty and I try to take from the top of our income. It's our first responsibility. After all, it's all the Lord's money anyway, and we Christians, that's the way we look at it. All of creation belongs to God. We're people who are stewards. We use what God has given to us. We happen to be able to give one half of our tithe to St. Stephen's and one half to many other organizations that we support. You know many of them. You know, CESA, for example, Presiding Bishop's Fund for World Relief. There's many in the community and in the world. But God has always sustained and blessed us. There's much we could have done maybe if we'd not given our pledge, sure. But there's really nothing we ever really needed, and God's love, of course, would never have been as real. So when you receive your pledge card, spend some time with God. With the Lord's help, we can all develop that attitude that's exemplified by the poor widow. And there's really one just final point to remember about tithing, to always keep that in perspective. The people who most opposed Jesus' ministry, in addition to the Roman and Jewish leaders, were middle-class teachers and preservers of the Jewish law. They were tithing fundamentalists known as Pharisees. And Jesus says to them in the 23rd chapter of Matthew's Gospel, you give to God one-tenth. You give to God one-tenth. You are tithers, you Pharisees. But you neglect to obey the really important teachings of the law, such as justice, mercy, and honesty. These you should practice without neglecting the tithe. Sitting across from the offering box, Jesus was observing how the crowd tossed money in for the collection. Many of the rich were making large contributions. One poor widow came up and put in two small coins, a measly 2 cents. Jesus called his disciples over and said, the truth is that this poor widow gave more to the collection than the others put together. All the others gave what they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she could not afford, and she gave her all. Amen.